Hi, this is Jeffrey Lewis, and you're listening to CITR.
I don't want to leave my home to do a tour with crummy pay, but if they make an offer to you, what you really gonna say? It's hard to play an empty room, it's hard to book a tour, so you pray some bigger band might say that you can come support. It might be a hassle, it's a tragedy, a parody, but how you gonna haggle when you know it's only charity? It's iffy at 250 at the best, but they know 1,000 others who would do the tour for less. You gotta understand the situations, a band means having patience for the vast humiliations. So you hit the open road and ate a lot of crazy gravel. With good songs and decent merch, you always found a way to travel. But you find the booking tours can be more trouble than it's worth. Who'd see your unknown band when there's 10 million on the earth? So the bassist scans the web for any tour that gets announced on it. If no support's confirmed, that's when you take a leap and pounce on it. Drummers who are nice can turn cold-hearted, so you can't return them home owning less money than they started. The bassist has to grit his teeth and face it. Pay to stay in a hotel? No way, it's work, not a vacation. So after many sleazy years, you nearly have your own career, and you can book a little tour, and you can pick where you appear. Now you pick the tour support, so of course, like chicken pox, every band you ever met will pop up quick in your inbox. And they want to know if there's support acts that are yet confirmed, and so you make them awful offers, cause I guess it's just your turn. I'm in it for the money, is that funny? I'm a working class musician with no funding in my country. I'm thinking at my best when I get desperate, find a way to make it pay, cause it's my job, not an investment. The sweet and sour secret of the trade, you learn to squeeze in every way to turn the lemons lemonade. I gotta find a way to make it work till I just cut so many corners I get dizzy from the circle. I don't wanna leave my home to do a tour with crummy pay, but if they make an offer to you, what you really gonna say? Hi Jeffrey, nice to hear from you. Yes, we have avails April 11th through May 15th. The tour starts in Omaha. You would be the first act of three. The budget is 50 to 150 a night, but I'll see if I can up it a little in the major markets for you. But we can't have you on the bill in Portland, San Francisco, or Seattle, because you were just out there last month. Let us know ASAP, because we're announcing tomorrow. Oh, terrible offer. Let me think about it. Yes.
You tell him, Jeffrey Lewis. That was Jeffrey Lewis. Jeffrey Lewis and Los Bolts, his new band. And that was from the new album, Manhattan. And that was the song Support Tours. Rough go, music industry. It'll eat you up and spit you out. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And today's show... How do I put it? It's the usual. You know when nothing's really going on, you're just working and going home and doing that, like your regular life, and people ask you, hey, how's it going? And you're like, I have no idea. Like, it's all good. It's fine. I just do the usual things. I watch TV sometimes and try to read a book and never finish it. That's kind of what this show is like. I'm just playing some new stuff, and there's some bands that are coming to town. I'm going to play some of that. It's good. It's what I enjoy. So I'm playing some new stuff, and that's pretty much it. Going to hear a new band from Halifax that I've just heard of called The Everywheres. Maybe you've heard of them. And some new Grimes. She just put out a record this week, and it's fantastic. So we're going to play some of that. And, some bands that are coming to town this weekend. We're going to start off, though, with a band that isn't coming to town but is from Vancouver. One of the offshoots after the band Calgary band Women broke up. There were a few offshoots, one of which was Viet Cong. And then one of the other ones was Cindy Lee. So this is Patrick Flanagan. I forget exactly how you pronounce his name, but Cindy Lee, now Vancouver-based, and they have a new record out called Act of Tenderness. So we're going to hear one of the songs off of that. This is called What I Need, Cindy Lee.
Thank you. what they're meant to be. The cry of the wild is the only way they can see. The wolves don't live by the rules. Wolves don't live by the rules.
All right, that was Atlanta's Deer Hunter from their new album, Fading Frontier. That was the song All the Same. And I, both songs that I've heard off of this, I haven't heard the whole album, but that and Snakeskin are dynamite numbers. Really got something cooking there, Deer Hunter. Very well done. Before that, we heard Willie Thrasher from his 1981 album, Spirit Child. That was the song Wolves Don't Live by the Rules. And Willie Thrasher was featured on the Native North America compilation, Volume 1 compilation that was issued by Light in the Attic Records last year, compiled by local guy Cipriano. And that was, if you listen to this show, you know I am a huge fan of that comp. And one of the great things that's come out of that is that they're going to reissue this record that was put out in the early 80s by Willie Thrasher. So that is just about to be re-released, and that's one of the songs from it. And you should definitely check it out. I think there's going to be even a show at the Lido sometime soon. So if you're a fan of that compilation, maybe search around a little bit for Willie Thrasher. Very good. And at the top, we heard Cindy Lee from the new album Act of Tenderness. That was the song What I Need. We're going to switch coasts now, all the way over to Halifax, in a band called The Everywheres. They have a new song out. It's called Medusa. They released it right before Halloween. I presume that's related. Those are related facts. Yeah, they seem pretty fun. After that, we're going to hear some EG from Seattle and then some Soft Serve from back here. So here we go. The Everywheres.
Thank you. On Friday, November 20th at 7 p.m., come on down to Horse Records on East Hastings for Morning Coo's release party for her debut album, Baby Blue, featuring special performances by Tough Customer and Number 213. Tickets are by donation, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. Check out Morning Coo on Facebook for more information.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
Of hysteria, songs we know and some we don't. Later spoke the tired soul. So many maybes on the radio these days, but that's just me in the center of the dream. Floating reminders of the ones I long to be with late at night. Here they go, they go, they go, they go, because it's hard. Songs for me. That world that may only truly be between closing your eyes and drifting off to sleep. Because they're wild, they're wild, they're wild, they're sweet. They're as reliable as the drifting off your feet into a bed. The background singers have got to sing. Because it's hard,
hard, hard, hard
to wait. See, I will wait, isn't it a drifting dream? Can real love stay permanent and free? For us to live, for songs to stay true, I wanna listen to you.
Jesus.
All right. That was the band Soft Serve, local band. Very good. Don't know if they're playing any shows anytime soon. I forgot to look that up. And if you Google Soft Serve very quickly, it yields nothing. Just ice cream links and theories about Margaret Thatcher, who apparently invented soft serve or helped invent soft serve. Useless! But Soft Serve are great. And that's from their new self-titled record. The song was All My Sons on Your Side. You want your sons on your side. I know that. Before that, we heard E.G. from Seattle from the fairly recent album Whatever Will Happen. That was the song Hard to Wait. And at the top, we heard The Everywheres from Halifax with their song Medusa, which is sort of a one-off. I think they're recording a new album and it's taking a while. So that was there to appease their many Haligonian fans. And a nice entry point, I think. Yes. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Wanted to get that in. This weekend, there's a couple of really cool-looking shows. On Saturday night, the band Lake are going to be coming up from Anacortes to play with OK Vancouver OK, who have just returned from a big tour, and another band called Shrouded Amps that are from Vancouver, but I don't know anything about them other than they have a few songs on Bandcamp. Lake have been at it for 10 years, upholding the torch of Pacific Northwest indie pop. Very good. Ashley Erickson, who is one of the main founders of the band, also has a solo career in her own right. She did the theme song to Adventure Time, if that's familiar to you. And that alone will make you want to get down to the Toast Collective, where they're playing this Saturday night. And yeah, should be a fun night. OK Vancouver OK are fun. And I like the sounds of Shrouded Amps, a new local band. So let's give a listen to some Lake. This is The Haunted Song from 2000. Oh, no, this is Within Without from 2011. And then we're going to hear Shrouded Amps. Here we go. Lake.
Watching TV in the center of town, and you're on the screen, and you're in the scene. And the distant sound of thunder from a waterfall in the wild.
haunted song. I just listen to it all day long. It's all about something that's gone, but it didn't belong to me. Haunted song, music of a dream, longing for the kingdom. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Knife Pleats, the latest project of the ageless Rose Melberg. The album is called Hatbark Beach, and the song is called Last Few Days. And in the next few days, they're going to be playing at the Cobalt, opening up for Joanna Grusom, whom we heard before that. Joanna Grusom from the album Peanut Butter, the song Jamie Lover. And Sunday night at the Cobalt should be very fun, along with the band Sunshine. Before that, we heard Shrouded Amps, who are going to be playing with Lake and OK Vancouver OK at the Toast Collective, Kingsway and Fraser, on Saturday night. And the song by the Shrouded Amps was called The Haunted Song. Oh, wait, sorry, wrong episode. All right. Let's see, we've got 15 minutes left. Grimes. Born in Vancouver, raised, if you will, Montreal-based, global pop icon. I don't know if she's quite reached icon status, but Grimes doing great work, and this new album of hers is pretty fantastic. It's called Art Angels, and we're going to listen to the song Reality. It's just a fantastic pop song. And then some Chromatics with a cover of another very excellent pop song, and then some Jack J. Here we go. This is Grimes from the new album, Art Angels.
You
Concerts presents, from Montreal, pop band Tops, on tour to support their latest release, Picture You Staring. They return to Vancouver Saturday, November 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests White Poppy. For more information and to get tickets, go to timberconcerts.com.
Goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste. With your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
All right, there's the cover you didn't know you needed of Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cyndi Lauper's classic 80s rocker, And that was a cover by Portland's Chromatics. Given that their album is like a long, long overdue. It was supposed to come out last year. No idea what's happening. Johnny Jewel, get it together. Put out this record, Dear Tommy. In the meantime, there's a maxi single of that song that you can download for $1. It has 7 different versions. That was the standard one, but there's a dub version. There's some instrumentals. But fun. I love the Chromatics, even when it's, well, whatever. Yep, all good. Before that, we heard Grimes from Art Angels, the song Reality. That's about going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned. All Ears Radio is up next, and then Music for the Observant. So an excellent afternoon programming here on CITR. And what else are you going to do? It's a gross rainy day. Stay in and listen to the radio, okay? If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca. And that's good. We're going to close things off with a new Blood Orange single. Dev Hines is the mastermind behind Blood Orange. In addition to being an excellent performer, he's also a fantastic producer. Helped Beyonce's sister Solange put out her last record, which was phenomenal. And he has a new record out as well with Conan Moccasin, of all people. They holed up in some studio in Marfa, Texas for a week and put out a record from that. But the song we're going to hear today is called Sandra's Smile, and it goes out to Sandra Bland. That's the Sandra of the title, who died in Texas in a jail after being pulled over for a traffic stop. And it sort of touches on the Black Lives Matter movement and lots of, just awful things that have been happening, specifically in the U.S. But, So here is Sandra Smile by Blood Orange. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a good week, and I will see you next Thursday. Here we go. There we go. Thanks.
Who taught you to breathe? Then took away your speech. Made you feel so loved.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.